Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Little Book of Bitcoin by Anthony Scaramucci is a compact, investor-oriented guide to understanding why Bitcoin has moved from a niche experiment to a serious asset considered by major financial institutions. Written from a Wall Street perspective, the book frames Bitcoin as a new monetary technology with properties that differ from stocks, bonds, and commodities. It explains core concepts such as scarcity, decentralization, and the role of networks, while also addressing the practical questions most newcomers ask. What Bitcoin is for, why it has been so volatile, how custody works, and what risks remain. Rather than treating Bitcoin as a get-rich-quick story, the book focuses on how professional allocators think about position sizing, time horizons, and diversification. It also discusses the broader implications for markets and policy, including inflation narratives, regulatory developments, and the increasing integration of Bitcoin into mainstream finance through funds, custody providers, and corporate adoption. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bitcoin is a monetary innovation, not just a trade. A central theme is that Bitcoin is best understood as a new form of money enabled by software and cryptography, rather than merely a speculative instrument. The book emphasizes the design choices that distinguish it from traditional monetary systems, a fixed supply schedule, decentralized validation, and a transparent, rule-based issuance process. By focusing on these fundamentals, the author positions Bitcoin as an alternative monetary network that can function without reliance on a central bank or any single institution. The discussion typically connects Bitcoin to long-running debates about what makes money credible, including scarcity, durability, portability, divisibility, and verifiability. In that framework, Bitcoin's digital nature becomes a feature rather than a drawback, because it allows global transfer and settlement without intermediaries. The book also explains why the protocol's predictability matters to investors and institutions that worry about discretionary monetary expansion. This topic helps readers separate short-term price action from long-term adoption dynamics, and it clarifies why many professional market participants evaluate Bitcoin as a technology-driven monetary asset with unique properties, not as a company or a conventional cash flow-producing investment. Secondly, what Wall Street sees, portfolio construction, and the case for allocation, the book approaches Bitcoin through the lens of modern portfolio management and institutional decision-making. Instead of arguing that Bitcoin replaces everything, it lays out why some allocators view it as a diversifier with asymmetric upside and distinct risk drivers. The explanation usually includes how correlations can shift over time, why volatility is not the same as risk for long-horizon investors, and how a small position can change a portfolio's return profile. The book highlights practical considerations that matter to professionals, liquidity, market structure, custody, operational controls, and the importance of disciplined rebalancing. It also addresses common allocation questions such as whether Bitcoin fits best as a store of value hedge, a technology adoption play, or a macro asset reacting to liquidity conditions. By focusing on sizing and time horizon, the author encourages readers to think in probabilities and scenarios rather than predictions. This topic is valuable because it translates Bitcoin discussion into familiar investment language, showing how Wall Street often evaluates the asset within a broader framework of diversification, risk budgeting, and long-term capital preservation. Thirdly, volatility, cycles, and the psychology of holding Bitcoin. Another major topic is the reality that Bitcoin can be emotionally difficult to hold, even for people who understand its fundamentals. The book explains why large drawdowns have historically occurred and why they do not automatically invalidate the thesis. It points to forces that amplify volatility, leverage, speculative momentum, thin liquidity during stress, and narratives that swing quickly between fear and euphoria. The author also explores adoption cycles and how new buyers often enter during excitement, only to capitulate during downturns. This part of the book functions as a behavioral guide, encouraging readers to define their holding period, avoid over-allocation, and focus on process over headlines. The concept of volatility as the price of admission is often paired with the idea that long-term conviction must be grounded in an understanding of the protocol, its scarcity, and the broader adoption curve. Readers are guided to consider risk management techniques such as rebalancing, dollar-cost averaging, and setting clear rules for custody and security. The result is a more realistic picture of what it takes to participate in Bitcoin without being driven by short-term market noise. Fourthly, custody, security, and access, how people actually own Bitcoin, the book spends meaningful attention on the practical side of ownership since operational mistakes can be more damaging than market volatility. It typically explains the difference between holding Bitcoin through an exchange account, a regulated fund structure, or direct self-custody with private keys. readers are introduced to common security concepts such as wallets, backups, multi-factor authentication, and the consequences of losing access credentials. The author frames custody as a spectrum of trade-offs between convenience and control, highlighting why institutions gravitate toward professional custodians, audited processes, and regulated vehicles, while some individuals prefer self-custody to eliminate intermediary risk. This section also clarifies how mainstream access has evolved, including broker integrations and fund-based exposure that can simplify tax reporting and reduce technical complexity for some buyers. At the same time, it warns that convenience can come with counterparty risk, withdrawal restrictions, or platform failures. By breaking down these options, the book helps readers make an informed choice aligned with their sophistication, risk tolerance, and need for liquidity, while reinforcing that Bitcoin ownership is as much an operational decision as it is an investment view. Lastly, regulation, adoption, and the road to mainstream legitimacy. A final key topic is how regulation and institutional adoption shape Bitcoin's path forward. The book discusses why clearer rules can be a catalyst for broader participation, not only by reducing legal uncertainty, but also by enabling familiar wrappers such as funds, custody standards, and compliance practices. It outlines the tension between Bitcoin's decentralized roots and the realities of integrating with regulated financial systems, including disclosures, anti-fraud protections, and market surveillance. The author also considers adoption drivers beyond speculation, such as corporate treasury interest, cross-border transfers, and the appeal of a scarce digital asset in a world where monetary policy and debt levels are heavily debated. Importantly, the book does not present regulation as a simple win or loss. It frames it as an evolving process that can introduce constraints while also improving infrastructure and investor protections. Readers come away with a sense of the milestones that typically matter to Wall Street: deeper liquidity, more robust custody, reputable counterparties, and products that fit existing mandates. This topic helps readers understand Bitcoin's legitimacy as a gradual, institution-led process, while keeping sight of the asset's original premise of open, permissionless value transfer. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for curious newcomers who want a clear, finance-literate explanation of Bitcoin without getting lost in technical jargon, as well as traditional investors who have heard the headlines but need a structured way to evaluate the asset. It can benefit a reader's life by replacing vague impressions with a working framework. What Bitcoin is, why scarcity and decentralization matter, how professionals think about allocation, and what practical steps reduce avoidable mistakes in custody and risk management. That clarity supports better decision-making, whether the reader chooses to invest, to keep learning, or to avoid exposure for well-reasoned reasons. Compared to many Bitcoin books that lean heavily toward ideology or price prediction, this one stands out for translating the topic into the language of portfolio construction and institutional behavior. It aims to show how mainstream finance assesses opportunities, risks, and implementation details, which can be especially valuable for readers who want a balanced lens rather than a purely technical manual. For buyers comparing similar titles, the Wall Street orientation, emphasis on practical access, and focus on allocation discipline make it a worthwhile addition to an investor's library. If you would like to support Anthony Scaramucci, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.